Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello everyone, this is Christiana. I would like to remind all of you that today I am requesting donations. If you have a PayPal account, that would be really helpful. One question is $5. If you have two questions, that is $10. So please make your payment prior to your reading. The link is in the description box for PayPal. It's paypal.me/Christiana. So typically, I usually just have everyone do one question. So that's just $5. So, let's see. And it's just an energy exchange, you know, because as I give you a reading, I do ask that you donate in return as an energy exchange. It's too bad. It looks like we're losing a lot of callers here. This isn't something that I'm going to do every time I have the show. You know, I'm just asking that some at, you know, certain days people donate. Okay. Please check out my Facebook page, Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. Please click on the link. I can give you a much longer, more in-depth reading for a reasonable price. I have a sliding scale fee. Please pay per minute. However, if you need to negotiate with me, please do so, and I will adjust the price. Feel free to contact me on the page anytime. Let's see. Oh. No health, pregnancy, legal, or time frame questions. Feel free to call in. Again, my name is Christiana. Welcome to the show. A little bit about myself. I am mainly intuitive and clairaudient. Clairaudient means I receive messages from spirit through hearing. Sometimes it's like someone is talking to me, and other times it's an inner voice. My tools of choice are the pendulum, tarot runes, and oracle cards. I use whatever I am drawn to pertaining to each client. I have been doing readings for people on and off for the past 11 years. I am highly accurate, but please keep in mind that I am not perfect and bound to sometimes make mistakes or get things wrong. Just being honest. I am an empath and absorb feelings of others and their energy, so I'm able to pick up on your energy just by hearing your voice. I look forward to working with all of you. And I am going to take the first caller in a minute. Okay. Again, if you're going to get a reading today, I ask that you donate at least $5. It doesn't look like anybody's donated any money today. So, just encouraging you to please make the donation. Okay, first caller, 330 area code.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
My name is Kimberly.
Hey, how can I help you today?
I'm wondering if you saw a new love relationship coming in for me, like a committed, stable, single guy this time.
Okay. One second, I'm going to shuffle cards real quick. So you're looking for a serious relationship.
Yes.
What's your name again?
Kimberly.
Kimberly. Okay. So the first card is a flirt card, and it's telling me that you're not really getting out there and flirting too much with different people, which can really help to open up doors to find somebody. And then I got the Express Your Love card, so I'm just going to skip that one. I got the Finances and Career card. It's just saying that financial issues are a factor in your love life right now. And I got a card that's telling me that somebody is coming your way, love interest, and that this person is worth waiting for. Divine timing is at work in your love life. And I also pulled the attraction card. It's saying you attract romantic love by enjoying this moment fully. So as you engage in each moment, you live in the present, you enjoy your time, you flirt, you know, get out and about, you'll open more doors to find that person.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Okay, so we only have 3 callers. So I'm going to take the next caller, 561 area code. Did I already take your call? Hello?
Hello, my name is Stacy, and the same question as the last caller.
Okay, well, all right. I have to shuffle the cards real quick. You said your name is Stacy?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. One more. Okay, so the first card I got was the True Love card. It says this is the romance of a lifetime. So you will meet somebody, it will be a true love. But I'm seeing some issues here that may be obstacles, blockages, like... I got this Give Your Relationship a Chance card, and it's just, it's reversed, so that's just showing me that you're not as open as you should be to receiving love. And that because of that, passion and romance might be halted. Also that you, I got the Keep an Open Mind card reversed, so that's telling me that you're not really doing that you're not really having an open mind when it comes to, like, maybe dating someone that's out of your comfort zone. And I got the reverse.
True.
Yeah. And I got the reverse engagement card, which is telling me that this will not lead to marriage, but it looks like it's going to be a very a good relationship, a good connection. It's just you have to open yourself up to people more, put yourself out there more, open yourself up, open your heart more.
Oh, that sounds great.
Thank you for calling. I'm going to put you on hold to listen if you want.
Thank you so much, Gina.
Thank you. Okay, 561 area code again. 706-0311.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Did I take your call yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. Who's calling and what is your question for me today?
My name is Crystal, and I just wanted to know if you see me continuing my education or getting a full-time job, and if so, what field?
Do you think you could pick, like, one question? Like, what is pressing you the most?
Sure. Which direction you see me going? Like I said, continuing my education or getting a full-time job.
Okay. One second while I shuffle the cards.
Sure.
And your name is Crystal?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I just got some cards that just kind of fell out for me. And I don't have all the tarot memorized yet, so I do have to consult with my booklet to give me a general idea of what each card means. Sometimes I just do it intuitively. Just depends.
Yeah.
First card is a Six of Pentacles.
Okay.
One second. Mm-hmm. So this is the card of unexpected money. So often money that is not earned. This card can represent winning some money, getting a grant or scholarship, or possibly collecting on an insurance policy or lawsuit. And I'm just feeling that that has to do with school, because you asked about school, right?
Yeah.
So that just tells me that school is likely to be the best direction for you to head in right now. Focus on that as your main priority if you have the means to just focus on school right now. That would be a good
ideal path
for you to take.
Okay.
And the second card is the Tower card. One second.
Mm-hmm.
The Tower. Energy in upheaval is associated with the planet Mars.
Hmm.
So the planet Mars represents our feelings of aggression, anger, and courage. Mars was the god of war in Greek mythology. The planet Mars also depicts and is symbolic of our energy, how we take action and what drives us. So this card means a change of residence, usually.
Okay.
So possibly moving to a new location.
Okay.
Or it can also indicate remodeling one's home and putting a lot of energy into the home.
Okay.
It also can indicate electrical repairs, plumbing problems.
Plumbing problems. Yeah.
Yeah, possibly.
I've been dealing with that.
You have?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy how accurate these cards are.
Wow.
And the last card. So obviously there's a lot of energy in the home. And what,
yeah.
Maybe even kind of some chaotic energy. So what I suggest is maybe if you feel inclined to do so, you could like sage your house. And like pray and
oh,
all
yeah.
that to cleanse your house.
Yeah.
The last card is the Ten of Swords. One second.
Mm-hmm.
Ten of Swords. So in this card, a man is lying on the ground with 10 swords in his body. So this card represents the end of the matter. A turning point is reached. It's indicating that you've gone through some really tough times recently. And it's saying that you reached the bottom and that now you're going to start to move upward.
Oh, God.
So the swords are in the chakra centers of the body, the seven chakra centers. And so this card can indicate a spiritual awakening. Pertaining to health, this is the card of major surgery and literal back problems.
Wow.
It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get surgery, but do you have back problems?
My fiance does.
Okay. One needs
yeah.
to be careful of pulled muscles. Many times alternative health methods such as acupuncture, massage, holistic remedies can be useful.
Okay.
So,
and it's funny because he's also about to have back surgery, so it's interesting.
Crazy. Yeah, tarot is, like, insanely accurate. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's great.
All right, well, thank you for calling in that two reading for today. I'll put you on hold to listen if you'd like.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Okay, next caller, 247-3619.
Hello.
Hello, did I take your call?
No, you haven't.
Okay. Who's calling and what is your question for me today?
Hi, this is Tracy and I'm calling to see what do you see in regards to work, please.
Work? Like
mm-hmm.
you want to know if you're going to give you a job?
Yeah.
Okay. One second while I shuffle the cards.
Okay.
Okay. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Okay, I don't know if any of you can hear me, but I think what happened was I hit the hold button on my phone again. This phone's really sensitive to any kind of movement or touch, so I apologize profusely for that. It's something I'm going to have to try to, I don't know what I'm going to do about that. But anyways, for the person that just called, I'm going to just go over these cards again really quick. And basically, that job opportunity is going to present itself to you. It's up to you to take the bull by the horns, to take action, and make that job happen. You really got to go out there and search for the job. You got to take action. And I'm also getting, and that was the One of Wands card. And the second card is the One of Cups or Chalices. And the cup is reversed. So that's telling me that you're financially, you're not budgeting properly, and your finances are depleted. It's also telling you that emotionally you're depleted and you need to like fill up, like recharge your batteries and love yourself really before you can really give that out to other people and take care of other people. And the last card is just talking about, says Knight of Pentacles. It is talking about a man in his 20s or 30s that needs tangible results in his life. So I'm going to pull that card up really quick again. Knight of Pentacles. So yeah, it says he's not moving. So he's making plans right now for his next move. So just try to understand that as best as you can. All right, that was your reading for today. Sorry about that you couldn't hear my reading before. All right, next caller is 951 area code. 951.
Hi, it's 951. How are you doing?
Hi. Who's calling and what is your question?
Hey, it's Nathaniel calling. I'm going to be going back to work tomorrow. I've been out for a couple of months. How do you see the job working out?
I'm going to shuffle my cards first. So, was I muted for a long time there on air?
Yeah, since October. I've been off. So.
No, me. Was I muted on air on Blog Talk?
Oh, yeah. You were up for about 10 minutes or more, and hung on, and, you press the mute button, and, you know, sometimes it does that. Sometimes you have to call back in because other people do it, and you have to call back in, hang up, and call back in. It's happened a lot, and, you know, my experience with Blog Talk. So Blog Talk's always been kind of weird,
Yeah.
I don't know if the spirits are messing with it or somebody's playing, games or
I don't know. It's my phone.
Yeah,
okay,
you've probably got a habit of it, huh? You've probably got a habit of it. You press it with your chin or something.
Yes.
Or a butterfinger.
Figure something out.
The butterfinger
okay,
type
so,
thing.
So the first card I got was the Three of Pentacles, and Three of Pentacles is reversed.
Celebration, right? Take the glass and shout, right?
Well, I...
that's the Three of Cups. That's the Three of Cups.
Yeah, it says this card is one that is skilled with his hands, who has artistic abilities, that these artistic abilities may become more prominent. Okay, so it's reversed, so that's just telling me that you're not maybe creating as much as you could. You know, as artistic as you could be and expressing yourself as much as you could. Definitely something to start over again.
Will I have to get another job or will I be going back?
No. That this is just about your artistic abilities. Artistic?
Artistic? I'm very artistic. Yes.
Okay, it's just the cards just encouraging you to start doing those projects again, artistic projects. I also got the Sun card, which is just indicating that things are going to go really well at your job. I don't see any problems.
You can't get better than that,
like
right?
It looks like you're really happy, huh?
You can't get better than the Sun card.
Oh, it's a really good card. It's probably the best card in the deck. And this person on the horse is really happy. It looks like your inner child is coming out and you're just really happy and it's bright and sunny and the sunflowers are out. So it looks like things are going to go really well for you.
Okay.
And the last card is...
Yeah. Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, okay. My hiring manager said, are you going to call it? You come back to work, or are you going to call it quits? So I didn't sound too enthusiastic. I'd been off, but, I think it's just... he called me the day after I had surgery and wanted to know if I wanted to work that weekend. So, they wanted to have me back really fast. And, it's been ridiculous because they had to pay money out. So, they're kind of leery of me. I think I just quit and, so they have to mess with me. But at least he seemed that way. But that may not be the way that all the people feel, the other people.
Yeah,
and I might be taking it wrong too. I may be taking it wrong either too, So, but I thought he called me twice. He called me I think the day after too, and somebody else called me and wanted to know if I wanted to work that weekend. And then they were trying to get me back to work sometime. But if I go back to work, I can't collect disability, because they always say, have you went back to work? So they think I can work one day. That they probably think I can go back to work. 40 hours, so.
Yeah.
So, but he,
well,
you know,
I
think,
have
got
one, I have one card left for you, and then I'm going to have to tie up the reading because there is only 10 minutes left in the show. But the last card I got was the Two of Pentacles, and it just looks like he's juggling these pentacles.
Juggling.
And it looks like it's in a consistent figure eight. So it looks like you'll consistently be juggling things at work and maybe in some kind of a management position. I'm not sure. Some leadership position.
Well, yeah, maybe they want to offer me some kind of patrol or some other kind of stuff because I know a lot of people have been giving me better readings and saying, I've really kind of went through a big thing. I'm going through like a death cycle every 7 years, so it's going to be a birth cycle soon. So, but I think I'm, a lot of people saying I'm really going to, do good. So I'm really trying.
Yeah, I think everything's going to be just fine. And it's something to look forward to. But I have to let you go. I'll put you on hold to listen if you'd like.
Okay. Sure.
Thank you for calling. Next call is the 917 area code. 917-312. Hello. 917.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Well, who's calling?
Oh.
And how can I help you? What's your question?
Oh, I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Okay. And your name?
Okay. Oh, it's Lisa.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. I have a question. I did a reading, about my future love life. So I'm picking, even though I live in the city, I don't, but never in my life talk to anyone from, like, where I live or anywhere in the city. So I'm moving back into the suburbs area. And I did a reading, and someone told me that I'd meet someone where I live, but then I'm still picking up on the energy of a person that I may meet, for example, at an office party. Just wanted to see what you pick up on that, or you just seem to just being just, I'm just basically focusing on myself and getting all of my goals and together for the next year. But I just wanted to see what you pick up on my love life.
Okay. Let me shuffle the cards real quick.
Because I keep pick up on one guy, he's like into makeup. I'm a makeup person, but I don't wear makeup like I used to, you know. So I don't know if this, I don't want to, well, I'm going to be able to, I have to do a reading to make sure I pick the right person. But I don't want, sometimes I don't like to really dress up. You know, when I dress up, I'm dress up. When I dress professional, I dress professional. But sometimes I just like to wear like a pair of sweats and a t-shirt, you know.
Yeah. Well, the cards I got for you, first I got the deception card, so, and it is reversed, so that's telling me that, let's see, the opposite of deception would be, like, honesty, I guess. So this person is an honest person. This person is an honest person. Maybe a little too honest, but still honest, so that's good. The second card is reversed, says let go of control issues. That's just telling me that you're actually, you know, the opposite of being control is just being open and letting go, that you're really just letting go and kind of letting things fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. And then I got the very soon card reversed. So the opposite of that would be, it's going to be a while. And as far as what a while means, it could be, and this is my reading, so my information is going to be different from the other person that gave you a reading. But I'm feeling that it's going to be at least a year, possibly, or less, until you meet this person. So
that's fine. That's fine. I have things that I'm working on in my life. But, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then I got the cards of let your friends help you. Ask for and accept support from others. They might be able to hook you up with somebody. You never know.
Okay, I'm going to keep everything open because I also pick up on it and on an energy for of a guy that lives, I think in Connecticut. I pick up on his energy, or I'm going to meet someone that lives there.
In Connecticut.
Yeah, I'm picking up, like, Connecticut, New Jersey, like.
Okay.
Is she going to meet? So I'm going to ask my pendulum if you're going to meet this person in Connecticut. Is that all right?
You know what? You know what? Okay, you can do that, because the thing is that I'm intuitive myself as well, and I used to get, like, because I've been single for a while, so I'm not looking for, like, just anyone. And like I said, I would never date anyone from New York City. I don't care what they look like, because I see a lot of negativity around a majority of them. So I get either California or Connecticut, but I'm picking up Connecticut. It could be California. I'm not sure.
It's Connecticut.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, that was everything for today. I'm going to put you on hold to listen if you'd like.
Thank you
for calling.
Okay, I'll call you back later. Okay.
Okay. Take care. Okay, 3 minutes left. I'm going to squeeze in one more caller. 956-536.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can I help you? What is your question for me, and what is your name?
My name is Tony, and my question is, what do you see a possible commitment by the end of this year? I've been single also for a while, so I know Valentine's is coming up.
Okay, are you talking marriage or just a serious relationship?
Just in serious relationship.
And your name's Tony?
Yes.
By the end of the year, you said. Okay.
By the what, I'm sorry?
Nothing. I was just kind of talking to myself, I guess. Sorry. Okay, so... So it's showing me that religious factors are going to be an issue. Possibly it's religious and or spiritual differences will impact the relationship. So there will be a relationship, but this religious factor issue will be a problem that you two are going to have to reach. That you two are going to have to resolve. And I pulled some of the same cards for you as I did for the other person. This person is going to be honest. This person will be very open with you and won't wear a mask, basically. He's going to be who he is. You know, he's just going to put himself out there. And, but yes, you will be in a relationship, but you will need to work out the differences in your religion and spirituality. Well, thank you for calling. I got to put you on hold to listen. The show's going to cut off any second now. Please, if you feel inclined to do so, please leave a donation. The link is in the description box. $5 to $10 would be great. Even $5 is a great donation. So, again, the link is right in the description box. All right, everybody, take care and have a blessed day. And may the rest of your week be blessed. Take care, everybody.